On this week's episode of the Complex Sports Podcast, the guys talk about the NBA product, how it can be improved, and where it goes from here, the state of the Nets from young Zion, and much more, including Clown of the Week, which gets a heated debate. Let's get to it. What up, everybody? It's your man Chops, brand new episode of the Complex Sports Podcast. We are back, as always, Adam and Zion with me. I shouldn't say as always right now, because last week was not as always. Zion was sick.
Listen, I'm just getting back. Today was the best. Today is the first day I actually feel normal. In like
all right,
2 weeks.
Say why, though, because we don't need that kind of shit. We don't all need right. to be. Yeah, don't say why. Adam was in a car last week. Trying to get home in time, and he didn't make it for our interview.
Someone detoured that trip back from LaGuardia.
But the Chops went to get some lunch.
Adam has no idea how a map of New York looks. He Adam lives in Red Hook by the water down in whatever part of Brooklyn that is. We could have easily got to my place taking whatever road or whatever highway we – not even to get into this. Let's just say Adam – who claims himself as a day one New Yorker has no idea how traffic and how New York
he is not a New Yorker.
Works.
I've been saying this.
He's a fraud. He's a fraud when it comes to anything New York. Let that be known.
Well, the clowns of the week belong to you two for those egregious and false narratives and statements. No. So congrats on that off the top of the bat.
That is not the official clown. It's my week to do clowns of the week anyways, and that is not anything official from Adam? Right?
Just so we clear that up. So Jasmine messaged me on the side. No, I did not have COVID. Just informing you. I did not have COVID.
Zion did not have COVID. No,
I did not have COVID.
He
congrats.
He has depression from Kevin Durant playing 5 basketball games in 200 days.
Wow, you just jumping right at KD, huh? You too. Another KD hater.
You too. People love KD.
Shannon Sharp loves KD.
Oh, okay, I mean that was just weird. That's Adam's friend and Shannon trying to get ratings.
Shannon and Skip, man,
shout out to Skip.
No shout out.
To Skip. No guests this week. We could have used Skip. No.
You know he's a busy man these days, getting ready for the NFL draft.
What is Skip getting ready for the draft?
A lot of prep out there in LA.
He doesn't watch college football.
Skip's out there like crunching all 22. Skip watches college football. He's a big Oklahoma fan. He watches college. All right.
Unlike young Zion, who's a bandwagon Oklahoma fan.
We're the same. We watch the same amount of Oklahoma games this year, I guarantee.
Oh, okay.
So should we get through some news and hit some segments? That sound good to everybody? I think we're going to hit. There's a lot of news that happened in the past week. A lot of stuff happened.
Yep.
I mean, first one, KD is hurt again. Zion, defend your team. Because the narrative right now is that there's no way that they're going to make it out of the East because they just can't play games together.
Is that the narrative?
I saw Nick Wright tweeted. I don't know. Shout out to Nick Wright. I like Nick Wright.
There's no shout out to Rick Wright. Nick Wright is a. If we talk about clown of the week, that is a consistent clown of the week. Does not know anything about basketball. He just to keep it lightly, just loves LeBron and just does anything for LeBron James. He will do anything to glorify LeBron James. But anyway, KD. It was some minor injuries, nothing big.
They're all minor injury. They keep happening. That's the whole point.
He got a bruise. He got a bruise. He got a knee to the. I mean, he'll be fine. But so like
your level of concern, 1 to 10 of the Nets. How many games have they played with Kyrie, Harden, and KD together?
97.
Okay, so your level of concern from 1 to 10.
4.
That's a lie. You were lying. You were putting on a lie.
Wait. But this is what I was saying. Because Chops yesterday.
No, we're going to get to that. Sunday. We're going to get to that. This isn't that. We're going to get to that.
But it links it perfectly. It links it perfectly because you just said the narrative is that we don't have enough time to
it's not time. It's I don't think people trust that they're all going to be able to play together in the playoffs. I think that's the thing. It's not time. It's not about gelling.
But didn't you say they're the favorites?
They are, by Vegas standards, the favorites to win the NBA title. Yes. Adam, correct?
They're the favorites right now. And based on what we've seen, the small sample size of only 7 games, which is insane to think about. They've only played 7 games together. I get why Vegas has made them the favorites and why people generally are going to pick them to be the favorites, if not to win the East, if not and then win it all. But Zion, you have to have a little more trepidation right now about your team.
It's more than
when
four,
KD gets injured. Yeah. When KD's injured all the time, he can't stay healthy. You have guys in and out of the lineup and you have zero continuity on that team that actually, you know, needs to at some point gel and come together for the playoffs. So I'm shocked. Like, take off the glasses, take off the blinders just a little bit for one second. You have to have more than a concern on a scale of 10 to 4.
Because if KD's injury was more than a contact contusion injury.
You just said contusion. Oh my God.
If that's what it is, a contusion, a bruise. Then I'd be worried. Because if it was a tissue, okay, then okay, he's having some lingering problems. But this is not anything serious. He'll be back maybe in a week. James Harden is coming back this week.
Maybe in a week?
Yeah. Because you never know with the Nets. Pal. But this is the thing. You don't know with the Nets because the Nets don't even care anymore. They just want to get to the playoffs healthy. That's all they want right now. They don't even care about the one seed. I don't think they care about the one seed. They would have started KD against the Sixers.
You are also the only one amongst us defending the NBA product right now. So do you want to go on that?
No,
that
we're going to get to the NBA product. We are going to get to the NBA product. We are going to get to the NBA product because me and Zion had a long text conversation about it yesterday. We will get that one in our text thread Tuesday segment, which is coming up. And so, Zion, you're not worried about the Nets. That's basically what you're telling us.
I'll be worried if you don't have anybody healthy game one of the playoffs. I'll be worried.
Which is a very real possibility.
Isn't game seven more important than game one?
You got to get to game seven. Play game one first to get to game seven.
Okay. Keeping rolling on the news front, Adam, do you have any comment on your New York Knicks and their 6-game winning streak?
The only comment would be, I think at this point, well, I shouldn't say it's safe, but it feels like the Knicks are headed toward a playoff appearance, which is nuts. Yeah, and
it'd be an epic collapse if they didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah. At this point, yes.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs. They are playoffs.
I mean, stupid shit can happen, but they should be in the playoffs.
Unless Julius Randle gets hit by a bus walking in.
Whoa. Calm down over there.
You put out bad vibes, but shit does happen in life. But they should be in the playoffs, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and the city should have some energy and ramped up for that in ways that they won't be for the Nets. So I'm looking forward to that.
But who cares?
Just reality, though, pal.
Why'd you even have to mention it?
Because I want to make sure that the point
who
is.
Who cares?
Is,
because
hit upon and when remind we are, the listeners.
When we are deep in the playoffs, guess what? Everybody's going to be watching us.
Okay, the dozen real Nets fans out there won't be anywhere near as loud and boisterous as the Knicks fans.
Who cares if the Knicks are in the first round of the playoffs and they get swept? Who cares? Who cares?
I mean, we're going to be severely robbed if we don't get a Nets-Knicks playoff series. Can we be honest about that? As two Nets and Knicks fans, we will be severely robbed if we don't get that from an entertainment standpoint.
I don't need to see that.
Why?
Do they lose?
I don't need to see that at all. It's
why don't you need to see that, pal?
Give us an explanation. Yeah. You can't just say.
Because it's going to be so much bigger. It's going to be so, like, even if the Knicks grab a game, it's going to be so annoying. Like, they're going to find a way to just take anyone.
What's the Knicks meme where they drop the banner, like, one game two against the Nets?
Yeah,
would definitely
gonna
be
like,
there.
Oh man, we only lost by 2 points in two games.
I mean, so you're kind of scared of the Knicks. You're kind of scared to play the Knicks.
The Knicks are a good team to compete in playoff game, but not win playoff game.
Why wouldn't you welcome that first round series? I don't like. I really don't understand why you wouldn't want to have that.
Well, Zion, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Because isn't Miami in the 7th seed right now? Who would you rather play in the first round? The Heat or the Knicks?
The Knicks.
Of course.
So you should want this then. You should be hoping.
You should
this.
Be rooting for the Knickerbockers here.
Because the Heat are in the 7th seed.
I want to play the Hornets.
So you want the easiest route possible for your team? What is this?
Want to practice because if the Nets are a 2 seed now, if they're a 2 seed now, that means they're playing Milwaukee in the second round. And then we're playing the Sixers after that. Those two series are the brunt of probably the worst path for anybody.
For a favorite team, Adam, he seems pretty concerned about his team's chances.
I'm not concerned. I just want the Hornets would be a great, great practice series for us to get gel before the brunts comes, the heat, the fire comes.
So you can have two of the three superstars take the entire series off and waltz in the second round is what you're kind of alluding to here, pal.
No, so we can build continuity. Use that as a regular season.
Zion, I'm not.
You're grabbing for some straws here, pal.
Your confidence level in the Nets doesn't seem very high right now, Zion.
I'm very confident.
As we're about a month away from the NBA playoffs starting. I mean,
as
give
long
or
as
take,
we're healthy,
I don't.
We're good.
Okay. What did you guys make of Zion Williamson gushing over playing in Madison Square Garden? I've never seen him show so much emotion and happiness ever.
Zion Williamson is going to be a Knick one day. That is a lock.
Adam, did you put in your order for your Zion Williamson Knicks jersey?
No, I don't wear jerseys anymore. I'm an adult. But Zion gushing over being in the Garden is appropriate because it is the premier place to play basketball in the entire world.
He just wants to play with RJ. I'm very convinced that from the start, Zion wants.
All right, break down your little Duke fandom here in the.
That's not a Duke fandom thing. That's accurate.
Didn't he say that in our interview, the wide feature we did with him?
Oh yeah, he did.
He said that. He said he wants to play with RJ, and it made a whole bunch of shit because people are like, Zion's already talking about his future. But then here's my question. This will lead into a conversation we're about to have in a little bit about the NBA product. But people got really mad at Woj this morning when he went on ESPN and said, pay attention to Zion's comments about the Knicks, because people are they think that free agency has taken over the conversation in the NBA game, and everybody's already talking about Zion's free agency. Do you guys find a problem in that being such a talking point already? Because no. Giannis is out. We don't have Giannis to talk about anymore. Is Zion the next one where we're like, Zion's free agency,
Well, because I think Zion did it himself. And I think Zion kind of knew what he was doing. He's not.
Did he?
Yes, because Zion's a very smart kid. Like, this guy is, since college, if you look at his interviews, he knows.
He never does an interview like that. He never does that.
Yeah, he would have, if he knew the headlines that were going to come from that. Yeah. So I think he was just planting a seed, and he wants to play with RJ. And the thing with the Pelicans is they don't treat their stars right.
They don't. Ooh, don't. Griff's my man. Let's not do Griff like this.
David Griffin is a bum. Stop that. David Griffin is a certified
squirrel.
Look what he just did to J.J. Redick.
I mean, that was not good, but he did build a Cavs team that was very good.
No, LeBron James built a Cavs team.
Oh, yeah, LeBron James. Okay. You really are like prototypical NBA Twitter person.
LeBron has more power than David Griffin.
So, okay, Griff, I'm sorry if you listen to this. You're still my buddy. Adam, is this a problem that this is already happening?
I don't know why people get so pissed about this narrative, because what's the most fun thing to talk about when it comes to the NBA, no matter what time of the year it is? It's player movement. We talk about free agency.
Is that a problem, though? Is that people think that's a problem?
I mean,
people think it overshadows the actual game. That's the whole thing.
If you're a real NBA fan, you know the regular season is a slog. The entire it's the 82 game season or 72 game season this year is way too long to begin with. So we lose interest in what becomes a slog. Same shit happens in baseball and these other long seasons. If you're an NHL fan, probably the same thing happens in hockey. So the idea that you want to talk about different stuff when you get into the dog days of the NBA season about player movement, trades, and future free agency, like, that adds to the drama and intrigue of the league. And it's fun to talk about player movement like that. It's a fun narrative to have. So
people get really upset about that. You're calling it fun. People get really upset.
Why? Like, I mean, it's how's it?
Because people think that it. Zion, what do you think? You're a young.
Don't people
fan.
Love
do
hypotheticals? I mean, Christ, half the content we do for on the website is hypothetical stuff.
I mean, we know what people click on. That's the thing. We know, but people, NBA Twitter. I saw them. Why are we already talking about Zion's free agency? Why is this a talking point?
The other thing too, it's like the players talk about this shit also. Like, they're not going to say it on the record, but all these guys gossip and hear rumors and bring it up and talk about it in their small circles. So, like, amongst the league, amongst executives, amongst everyone who covers the NBA is involved in it, all the shit gets talked about on a daily basis. It's all fun, and the hypothetical shit engages everyone.
That's what Woj and Shams are built off of. So
Shams, I'm not wrong.
Like Shams.
So yeah, I don't understand all these people getting upset about this being a constant narrative.
I'm not saying about. I get upset.
I'm not saying you
shit.
Are. I'm just saying just in general.
But people get upset. Like, you guys are actually surprised that people get really mad about this. People get really, really mad and say that it's diminishing the NBA and making the NBA worse because of this.
There's a lot of other things diminishing the NBA right now than talking about hypothetical player movement a few years down the road.
All right. So Zion will be a Knick in 8 years. That's my prediction. Maybe less.
He's going to be 30 at that point. Will he have proper working
knees? Okay. 5 years. Okay. 5 years, Zion and Knick. Real quick, Trevor Lawrence did an interview. He said he didn't love – he could live without football, basically. His dad was like, if he never won a Super Bowl, he would be okay. It wouldn't bother him that much. Trevor came out and said, I love football. That's crazy. I love football. Would you be concerned having Trevor Lawrence on your team if with these comments and he might not love the game? Because you know how weird football fans are.
I mean, the last person we heard about that was Josh Rosen.
Josh Rosen was, and Josh Rosen is, I don't even know where Josh Rosen is right now.
Paper or plastic right now.
Oh, don't do that. No, the thing about Josh Rosen is Josh Rosen had money. He had money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so people were like, are you really into it? Because you could be okay either way. I think Trevor Lawrence is maybe a similar situation. But would you be concerned? Adam, say you were a Jaguars fan. Would you be concerned to see Trevor Lawrence say this? See his dad say, you know what, if he never wins a Super Bowl, he's okay.
No, this is lunacy to me, because this is the damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. We want to have honesty out of these players, at least us from the media, and I think the fans too. You want to hear their honest opinion. But when a guy gives it and then it comes off the wrong way, people go apoplectic about this shit. So if Trevor Lawrence isn't like obsessed with football, who gives a fuck? He's still incredible, one of the best NFL prospects we've seen in a decade. So I can't get up in arms about this.
Not according to Zion.
No,
who's better? I moved
on from Trevor Lawrence. The guy that's killing me is Mac Jones. That is ultimate symbolic image of privilege, because the man played with some of the best skilled wide receivers, running backs, college football has ever seen, and suddenly he's this great prospect because he can dump it off and make them run 70 yards.
Well, no, look at some of the stats, pal. He's better than just dumping the ball off.
Stats. Come on.
Yeah, stats. Actually, paint the fucking picture.
There's a middle ground of Mac Jones between what Zion is saying and what the reality is. Zion's already making fake tweets about me saying I love Mac Jones, so that's where we're at.
Oh, we know people didn't really see it. I don't think it got the pickup it got, but Mac Jones is a little...
There was a photo. There was
a little what,
old
pal?
Photo that surfaced. Yeah, that wasn't great. He was, a Halloween costume, Adam. You can look it up yourself. My question, Zion, to you: what if Justin Fields says he didn't love football? What if Justin Fields was like, "If I don't win a Super Bowl, I'd be okay"? What would the reaction be?
He would drop out of the top 10.
It would be a lot worse.
He's dropping out of the first round if you ask some people right now.
And that's not happening. But Zion, what would that reaction be?
You drop out of the first round because you know the narrative's already. There's a lot of narratives behind Justin Fields that he has to fight. Number one, the Ohio State quarterback narrative.
Yeah, he does.
Accurate.
Number two, a black quarterback narrative.
There's a narrative out there that he's not the first one in, last guy out type guy. That was the whole Orlovsky thing was about that, which never. Prove, like, we don't know, like, all these guys use sources and say teams say this, but like there's nothing on the record with this, which is kind of why I hate draft coverage, because we're really like at some point, like, young guys are just getting torn down for not a lot of, you know, like for no real like on the record type statements, you know.
Yeah,
but this is the business they're getting into, so you obviously have to be okay with it, but I'm sure deep down some of these guys have some hurt feelings. But if you subject yourself to these evaluations, this is the shit that's going to come out, rightly or wrongfully.
What would the New York media do to Zach Wilson if he said he didn't love football?
Listen, knowing the Jets' track record, Zach Wilson will be a goddamn disaster. So.
Did you already see the one report? They were worried about his shoulder already?
No, the worry about his shoulder, number one. Number two, wasn't a captain on the BYU team. That's another worry.
That one was a little false, though.
That was because he was a game captain, right, Zion?
Yeah, that's what I saw down the road. But like,
you sound like that. Remember the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner? Like, how many people went to his birthday party? That's what Adam.
But yeah, like but right but remember also BYU is full of like guys who are 30 years old. So I mean, it's not that surprising to not have a 19-year-old kid on a team full of adults not be a captain. So again, it's like, how much of this bullshit do you want to weigh, or do you want to just completely ignore? It's ups to each your own, but some people love the drama. Some people love the pettiness. If that's you, then soak it up. But there's a million goddamn smoke screens going on right now around the NFL. So I would choose and pick the narratives that you want to believe in very, very carefully.
9 more days, and I can't wait. I'm going to be in Cleveland. Zion jettisoned me to Cleveland. Do you know that, Adam? Do you know that Zion nominated me to go to the draft without telling me?
We know that you're from Cleveland. We know that's your home city.
Exactly.
But I have no fucking idea why you'd ever want to go back.
I got nominated by Zion.
No, that's cap. Everybody knows that Chops is from Cleveland.
You've been talking about this NFL draft back in your hometown for months now, okay?
I mean, that's a great thing for the city. It's a great thing for the city, Adam.
Is it even open right now?
If they had the NFL draft in kabumfuck Staten Island where you're from, then maybe you'd be happy.
I'm not from Staten Island, number one. And number two, it should be New York. Why the fuck would people want to go to Cleveland?
That's a fact.
All right, enough of that.
What did Joakim Noah say? Nobody goes on vacation.
Top five NBA quote of all time.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Bro. Okay, let's keep it moving. Before we get to our first segment, where me and Zion will have a healthy debate about the NBA, last one, the Super League European soccer. Do we have thoughts? Do you guys understand what it is? Because it's basically it was explained to me as if Ohio State, Florida, Oklahoma, Alabama, LSU, like the 10 biggest college football teams, got together and were like, we're only going to play each other and we're going to leave the NCAA and not play our schedules. That's what it's like. And keep all the money for themselves. Huh?
That's absolutely terrible.
So you don't think this is good?
No, it's going to kill the sport because it's going to take away, what's the word? The
parity?
Not even the parity, just like the enjoyment of getting those matchups randomly. And, you know, if we see those matchups every day, it's going to become normal.
Because it's only like 12 teams, right? It's like not a lot of,
So it's like even from an NBA standpoint, if the Clippers and Lakers and Nets and
Knicks and whoever.
Not even the Knicks, the Jazz and Sixers are playing them. They're playing every day against each other.
Yeah.
It's not going to be as exciting.
So you know what I thought about when I saw this? Remember when the report about Kyrie wanted to start his own basketball league to compete with the NBA? Like, that's kind of what this would be like, right?
Yeah.
Like, say they got a big bank, because I guess JP Morgan sponsoring this thing. Say they got a big financial donor behind them and was like, we're going to do this by ourselves and just play each other. And then the NBA would be like, okay, you can't win NBA finals. You can't play for Team USA, because that's what they're doing to these soccer players. Hmm. And I thought it was interesting. What if this gives other sports ideas to try and do something like this?
I don't think it's ever going to survive. Like, I think the one thing with soccer or football, whatever
football,
you want to call
football.
It, it's like there's so many leagues and there's so many talented leagues.
Yeah,
that you kind of.
Well, that's the difference. Is there's so many leagues. Yes, that is.
The NBA is the best basketball league in the world. There's no.
And there's only one NFL. There's been other football leagues. They've never survived because it's the NFL. Yeah.
Yeah, the MLB is the best league. There's exactly. No other talent. This is where, like, there are several leagues around the world that are very talented.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're going to play together. I think that's why the college thing is the best example, Zion, because you have different conferences in college football. This would be like the best teams coming together and be like, okay, we're only doing this. You know? Yeah. Adam, you don't have any thoughts? You don't think this is good for anything?
I am the most casual of FC Barcelona supporter you out there. I don't really give a shit about international soccer. When Barcelona or Barca, whatever the fuck you want to call them, appears in the UEFA Champions League, I will tune in. But
the whole thing is they're banned from that now.
There's other shit in my life I'm trying to keep track of. European soccer ain't one of them. But to quickly wrap up this conversation, I read a little bit about it. Seems overly complicated and be like subject to a million lawsuits over in the European Union for a lot of reasons. I'll say this. We've been hearing about these big programs in college football wanting to succeed from the NCAA.
Yeah.
It ain't fucking happening now in 5 years or 10 years. So until that shit happens, like, I'm not going to believe any other league is going to be able to pull it off for a litany of reasons, mostly having to do with business.
It just seems like a money grab to me. It just seems like it's about money, of course,
a money grab. But at the same time, if they did that, they would screw themselves over so ridiculously with broadcasting rights and everything else. Like, it would never happen.
But also, I know nothing about this. I'm just going off what people tweet and everything. But wouldn't it be bad for FIFA to ban these guys from the World Cup? Because why would you ban your best players from competing in the premier thing?
It's a threat to them not to join.
But it doesn't seem like a threat that they can act on, because isn't FIFA just getting hurt if these guys don't play?
Well, those guys are getting hurt too, because internationally. I mean, for me, I'm more of an international soccer fan.
For sure. Yeah, same.
Like when Nigeria, I'm following Nigeria every single second they're playing internationally.
The World Cup, by the way, is the best thing on the international scene to bet on by far. Betting on World Cup soccer is a fucking joy every 4 years.
Thank you. You're fucking degenerate.
But yeah, I don't think I think it hurts both ways. It's tough.
Yeah, I guess we'll see where it goes, but it is interesting to see if there will be any ripple type effects in anything else. I don't see how it could, but I mean, it's obviously a big shakeup and people have a lot of opinions about it right now. I mean, we don't know really much about it. All right. Text Threat Tuesday, new segment we're doing. We did it a couple episodes ago. This is where all weekend we text about stuff. We talk about stuff. We're bringing those topics to the pod. This one yesterday was a text thread. Adam didn't participate. It was me and Zion for about an hour. I don't know if we've ever texted this much straight. I do not think, and Adam wrote about this. Adam literally wrote about this on the site. The NBA is not fun right now, Zion. The NBA is a bad product right now.
But this is where, because like this wasn't even the argument. I even have to go back to the text right now to see it, because the argument started with you just being mad.
I wasn't mad. You said I was mad. You called me a casual, which is fine. I am a casual. What do you want me to say?
You didn't say that. You didn't say that yesterday.
Why would I need to say that to you?
You didn't say it.
I told you I'm fighting against it. I told you I am not really watching the NBA right now. In the past, I watch a lot of NBA. There's too many. None of these games seem to matter, and they're all blowouts. Why would we watch this right now? You're watching every day. You're a Nets fan. You're a fan of the best team. Okay, I get it. I understand. Even the Nets don't have their best players. Like, I don't understand.
I just told you that, number one, this all stemmed from the Nets are the favorites context.
Yeah, because you don't think the Nets should be the favorites, which sounds crazy to me.
No, because
Adam, the Lakers, isn't that nuts? He doesn't
it's
think
stupid.
The Nets should
be the favorites. You're making yourself sound like
the
a fool.
Lakers
yes.
healthy. The Lakers healthy are clearly the favorites. Most basketball fans will tell you that healthy right now, because the Nets have not had that much time to gel, that the Lakers are.
You're giving your team a lot of outs right now, but keep going.
He is. Adam, he really is trying to protect himself if they lose. Okay,
that is literally what the narrative is. LeBron James and Anthony Davis, if they are healthy, they are the favorites to win the NBA Finals. That has been the narrative from the start of the season, and it has not changed even when the Nets got James Harden.
Zion. And this conversation we had went into ratings and NBA ratings, which they're down. They are. Nobody can argue that they're not. But the NBA is not helping itself. And the ratings might be down for whatever reason. It's a pandemic. They don't have crowds. It's a different game without crowds. Injuries. But the injuries, Zion, how is the league not to blame for this? Because they pushed through a 72-game condensed schedule where these guys are playing so much
basketball. I'm not saying the league isn't to blame for it, but you can't. And another thing was a part of your text yesterday. You said, what are the excuses without saying injuries? Injuries are 60% of the problem right now.
Here's my argument. What injuries play a factor, but here's my argument where I think Adam Silver fucked up. The new lottery odds are just garbage, and they give no. Two teams just got fined for sitting guys. The Raptors and Spurs just got fined for sitting guys. They are not even trying to win. That was supposed to take away tanking.
The Spurs aren't even out of the playoff race completely like
this. And they just got fined for resting guys, Zion.
I think that has nothing to do with the lottery. That's the scheduling.
You can't. You're telling me that these teams aren't trying to get into the lottery?
I don't think the Spurs are generally tanking to get in the lottery. But I also think, number one,
the playing game and the lottery and changing the lottery.
The playing game is bad.
The playing game and the lottery odds are Adam Silver's two biggest mistakes, which are having issues right now.
I think the playing games are definitely bad. But you can't blame the playing games for how the game is going right now. Back to my point, 50%, at least 50%. Of the problem
you
with the
went
NBA
from
right
70
now,
to 50 already.
I said 60 initially. At least 50% is injuries. LeBron James is out. Yeah, Kevin Durant has been out most of the year.
They didn't want to play a 72-game season this rush.
Anthony Davis has been out. James Harden has been out for a long time.
Adam Silver's fault. Adam Silver has blood on his hands. Yes, keep going.
Steph Curry has been out most of the season. Well, not most of the season, but a lot of the season.
Adam, help me out here. Where do you land on this? Because the NBA is not very fun right now. And Zion, I just think, is arguing that it's just like chance injuries are the reason why.
No, the NBA needs to get a better product.
They need to make people care about the regular season again. They need to make people
and the playoffs.
Care about
the play-ins were a little reason well, to try to do that.
That wasn't the. They need to stop taking Bill Simmons podcast ideas and put them into league memos.
I'm with you, Young Zion. I think the play-in tournament. No, listen to me. Hang on one second. I'm with them on the play-in tournament. The play-in tournament to me is a novelty, and the idea that
all agree on that.
All right, then we all agree on that. Sorry. The play-in tournament, whatever the hell you want to call it, games, is a novelty. And the idea that's going to make the regular season more attractive and more interesting, I think, is complete bullshit, because all it does is allow shittier teams to hang around and pretend that they are contenders when they really aren't. And I don't want to watch shittier basketball and have to pay attention to shittier basketball when I'd rather pay attention and spend my time and precious minutes watching and observing better basketball. So your assertion, Chops, that Adam Silver has blood in his hands for a lot of reasons, I think there's some validity to that. Now, there are people that can tell you, statistically speaking, that the same amount of injuries are happening this year compared to years past. But it's hard to take and believe that when you had such little rest and you have so many high-level guys, alphas, being injured, missing a ton of time. And clearly, these safety and health protocols and the travel and condensed schedule have made, or I should say, have had a massive effect on these guys and who's playing and who's able to be in the lineup and how these teams are configuring their rosters. And right now, because of that, the product absolutely fucking sucks, and the playoffs can't get here fast enough, because this brand of basketball that we've been watching for the past month has been absolutely atrocious and some of the worst I can remember ever
but
watching.
But don't you think they're doing I feel like they're turning people off. Like, I feel like they're losing.
Well, no, but guys like us, even though Young Zion was joking around that you're a casual NBA fan, you're not. You're an NBA fan. We all are NBA fans. We all consume a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. Thank you a lot for many reasons. It's legit. Mm-hmm. Young Zion, come on. You calling him a casual NBA fan was. You were trying to be funny there, pal, but you missed it.
I will admit, this is the least amount of NBA basketball.
And that's fine,
this season
but you're an NBA fan. You watch the game. You watch the big matchups. Yeah. You tuned in. You know.
Sadly,
what's going on
my
league.
Team fucking sucks.
Yes.
So.
And your team had its moment 10 games in the season and has plummeted ever since.
Oh, we peaked with the two Nets wins. The two Nets wins and we peaked.
Exactly, as you should. Get the fuck out. Enjoy that. And like George Costanza, end on a high note and leave and be good to go. But this NBA season has really sucked, Young Zion. And I know that your Nets right now, if you're getting wrapped up in them, you can on a nightly basis. But in general, this has been a fucking slog. And they're never going to reduce the regular season for monetary reasons, even though they should. And
how do they make the regular season more interesting? How?
Reduce
the number of games. But that's the thing.
Reduce
the number
of games.
It's like, injuries, this is why injury come into play. The Nets and Lakers played twice this year.
And nobody played in the games.
Yeah. And nobody played in the games.
Yeah.
So nobody watched.
That's two of the biggest games. I mean, even if you look at the Christmas Day games, I don't remember any of these games for Christmas except the Nets and Celtics because I'm a Nets fan.
But usually Zion, we have to look past injuries because the league has bigger issues than injuries, okay?
What's the bigger – but
I think they need to figure out how to make the regular season matter again. And tell people care about the regular season at least a little bit. Why would anybody watch? And these teams aren't taking the regular season.
The pandemic takes a lot out of it.
But they've been going away from it for years, Zion. It hasn't been just the pandemic. It hasn't. This has been a trend. And it's really – the pandemic has shown it in a bigger light for sure.
But you can't – it's so hard because the NFL is different because the NFL plays 16 games. That's 16 games.
Zion, if I had the answer for how to fix the NBA, I would give it to you. I don't have it, but I know what the problem is.
There is a solution. They'll never do it. But
less games,
to make
but that's
it
less money.
To make less games, but that's less money for the players and the owners.
So they have no solution. They have no solution.
But that's the thing. You can't. It's just you have to live with it because the NFL gets to play one game every week, and you get to see most of these games at a different time slot. The NBA is playing every night. They're playing maybe 10 games at one time.
Well, it's a very condensed schedule this year, so you have a shit ton more games going on.
But this is not even this year.
But Young Zion, as a college basketball fan, the way you and I are not quite as much as Chops compared to us.
College basketball regular season matters.
That's because every game
debatable.
It matters way more than the NBA.
But the point I want to make is that in college basketball, you have two games per week. It's fun to gear up for those two games. And if the NBA this season, when you have four games a week, it gets fucking. It's a lot to take in when your favorite team, even if your team,
and these games aren't
well,
even close. They're all 20-point blowouts.
Yes, then later in the season, you're getting these blowouts and these injuries. It's been really, really, really tough, Young Zion. And I know your Nets are balling right now and number two in the East, and they are the favorites. The favorites. By Vegas odds, the favorites to win the NBA title.
They're
so,
in the East.
So,
in the
no. Look at the fucking odds.
Watch basketball.
Okay, I'm telling you what the bookmakers
say. So, Zion,
I don't care what the bookmakers say.
Zion, do you not think that the NBA has any problems going forward? Do you not think they need to fix anything? Because they obviously do.
Of course, but it's not easy to fix. And
it's not. That's it's the problem. It's not easy to fix at all.
It's not easy to fix when it's a pandemic and there are injuries. If you factor those two, if we're back to normal and these guys are playing every night in a normal atmosphere, I think it's a boost. It's a major boost. People are watching more games. But
the ratings have been going down for years.
But even when you think about it, when the Heat and Warriors were playing, every time they were on national TV, people were watching. People were watching those games regardless of who was.
You guys know I'm the biggest LeBron fan ever. Steph is the biggest draw that the NBA has right now. I watched Saturday night against the Celtics. Steph is the biggest draw that the NBA has right now, bar none, right? Right?
Yeah.
He's LeBron, the biggest LeBron draw still, to get casuals. Zion casuals.
No, it's still LeBron. It's still LeBron.
LeBron is, I don't know, guys.
Steph has something. I don't know.
From a personal preference, I understand what you're saying, but in terms of just mass appeal, it's LeBron.
I think it's close.
How polarizing LeBron is and his notoriety in pop culture, it's clearly LeBron is the biggest draw individually in the NBA. Will be until he retires.
I think Steph is right there, man. Steph, he
could be number two.
I go off the timeline. No game, no NBA game in a while had the timeline going like Steph versus Boston the other night.
He's incredibly fun to watch. When he like his performance on Saturday night, even after he twisted the ankle or tweaked the ankle, was incredible. The shot making was absurd. And the run he's been on for the past 6, 7, 8 games, whatever the case is insane. But LeBron will bring more casual people, more random people to the TV than Steph ever will.
Yeah, I would say Steph is probably more exciting, especially at this rate, because we've seen so much of LeBron. We know what we're gonna get. But like, if you look at a normal season with fans, if LeBron is coming to your city, you're gonna go watch LeBron more than you're gonna go watch Steph Curry.
LeBron is Mount Rushmore. Steph Curry is never gonna get there.
They need to do something. I'm looking at Ethan Strauss does a good job of this, but he's talking about the ratings. They need to do something. I don't know how to fix it. We don't know how to fix it, but they need to make the regular season matter. And Adam Silver hit the play-in tournament super gimmicky. They did a mid-season tournament. That's super gimmicky. Like, I don't think that's the answer. But there's got to be something done here because the NBA is too big of a product to just have this bad of basketball being played on a nightly basis.
It's impossible to fix the regular season. If you want actual results.
So then what are they going to do, Zion? They just not going to have people watch during the regular season?
The playoffs is where the money comes.
We may have to. We just may have to suck it up as NBA fans and basketball fans going forward as this being the new normal.
So you're basically telling me the NBA is turning into NHL. That is what you guys are telling me. Because all everybody talks about with the NHL is hockey or is playoffs. So you're telling me the NHL, the NBA is going to turn the
NHL. Well, that chops. That argument can be made for baseball also.
Baseball is a different thing. That's a totally different thing.
NBA will always be above those two in terms of regular.
It will season. Be above, but the thing is, I mean, are they just like you? Are they just over trying to get in new audiences, in casuals to watch? Like
what? But what new audiences do you want them to get? Because at the end of the day,
or globally, bring back audiences? People who aren't watching.
If we look at a global scale, the NBA is the most impactful after soccer. So,
In what metrics? Just tell me what metrics you're talking about.
The NBA is more impactful.
What does that mean? Explain to me.
People are watching more NBA in China than they are watching.
NFL. Let's not even get into the China thing because I feel like a lot of this conversation started with the whole China thing.
I mean it. But that's the reality, though. Globally, people are watching more NBA than any other.
I think Adam Silver has. I don't know if we've ever seen a commissioner like go from like super praised to like people like, what the fuck are you doing in such a short time?
I think you just have an agenda against the NBA.
I don't have an agenda. I love the NBA.
What's the next topic?
Okay,
we all know that Chops is getting envelopes from Uncle Roger on the regular, and that's why he's going so hard against the. I'm sorry, is so anti NBA these days, but you know,
256 for 256. That's all I gotta say. Next topic, clown of the week. You guys ready? It's my turn this week. You guys ready?
Fire away.
We had three options. Should I list all three options and then announce the winner? I think so. The first one, Zion, Adam, have you noticed that Zion's getting so mad at me that I've been watching every Yankees game?
Because you guys, it's easy. Suck. Listen, it's easy to pile on right now. Yeah,
you guys stink. What is wrong with y'all? Tell me, you guys stink.
You know what? You know what? What my response? When are you gonna wear your jersey?
Ah, get out of here! I knew it was coming. You guys stink. Jersey. Clown of the week. Clown of the week. Option number one. Aaron Boone. How does this man still have a job? How does this man still have a job?
I've been set to fire Aaron Boone for like the past 2 years now. So,
Adam, how does this man still have a job?
Well, it's getting talked about now in WFAN, so maybe we'll kind of become more of a narrative. I don't think you need to go on that dress route. There are other reasons why the Yankees are losing. It's not on the manager. It's not on the hitting coach. It's not on the pitching coach. It's not on anything. At anything, you can blame Brian Cashman more than Aaron Boone, but that's a different
discussion. That man's not getting fired.
Cashman may know where I think Cashman knows where too many of the skeletons are buried right now. The Steinbrenner.
He knows where all the skeletons are buried.
But I will give credit for Cashman after several years ago when he basically, you know, was shitting the bed left and right with these transactions. He did redeem himself, especially the down year when they didn't make the playoffs and what he and the haul he got. But the way the Yankees are currently constructed, it is a fucking struggle some nights. And at some point they have to hit, you would think. But you'd think so. There are some massive holes right now all over the roster, and it ain't pretty, and it's fucking frustrating watching.
Should have gotten Lindor.
My Mets. You guys see my Mets? They're in first place, baby.
Who cares?
We really should not allow you to comment on baseball until you pay off your bet, though.
Go to option number two.
You're 7 months late on paying off your debts here, pal.
Yeah, you're very bold for that. Very bold
option number two for Clown of the Week. The guy who accused Aaron Donald of beating up until the video came out, and that did not happen at all.
No, I wouldn't.
What?
He's silly for that, but he still did get beat up by somebody. Like, Aaron Donald was there. So, like,
he got
it. Okay, falsely accusing someone of beating the shit out of you. You deserved a Clown of the Week.
You're at least getting nominated, Zion. Come on. Yeah.
He could get a nomination, but he's not a winner to me. I don't think he's
okay, but a nomination is deserved. We agree on that?
The nomination is deserved, Zion.
Okay.
Sure.
He did get his ass beat. Like, so he has other issues getting his ass beat. Third one. Anybody who watched the Jake Paul fight over the
ding, 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 ding. That's the winner.
It's not your choice to pick.
That is the winner because you are part of that group. So you would be a Clown of the Week.
How much did you pay for that bullshit?
Nothing. They gave it to me for free. Shout out to Triller. Adam, are you mad? How mad does it make you that Jake Paul is the face of boxing right now?
It doesn't make me mad because you're trolling. So I'm not. That's completely.
I'm not. How am I trolling? Zion, who would you say is the biggest person in boxing right now?
This is a ludicrously stupid, ridiculous, absurd, and
your favorite fighter
ridiculous.
Who you profiled on the site is fighting on the same platform next month.
He's not my favorite fighter, but you should be on the lookout for Teofimo Lopez. Yes, 100%.
And he's fighting on the same platform as Jake Paul.
He is because Triller gave him way more money than Top Rank was willing to give him. Top Rank and ESPN. So good for T.O. for getting paid $6 million that he wouldn't have gotten for Top Rank and ESPN. But the idea, Chops, that you are asserting that Jake Paul, Logan Paul, whatever his goddamn name is the face of boxing, is insulting to the sport. So keep trolling.
Also, did you see any of the highlights of your man, Oscar De La Hoya? He was allegedly off all the shit. And
so this is so speak. Back in my gossip days, this is how we would do it. You would say so and so was high spirited.
He was high spirited. Yes.
Okay.
Listen. All I know is that Chops is the Clown of the Week.
I'm not the clown watching. Of the week. I'm not watching Aaron that Boone. Fight. Aaron Boone is the winner of Clown of the Week.
Nah. Chops.
Clown
and
of
everyone
the week.
Who watched that fight and paid for that fight.
How did Regis Prograis look?
I didn't pay for it. Chops. I didn't pay for it. I didn't pay for it.
How did Regis Prograis look?
He was the guy before. He looked good.
Okay.
He looked good, but that fight ended in controversy because the guy said he low-blowed him. He didn't, and then he got carried out on a stretcher while trying to act like he got low-blowed, and he didn't.
This is boxing in its drama.
There was literally a slap boxing match with a Ric Flair refereed, and then there was about 12 performances during the whole
thing. Shout out to Snoop, though. Snoop is the best commentator, sports commentator of all time.
That's my
takeaway from this.
Snoop bet $2 million on Jake Paul to win, Adam.
Good for him.
That wraps up Clown of the Week.
Winner is Chops.
Conflicting reports on who is the Clown of the Week. Zion is saying me. I'm saying not me. So we'll let you guys decide, maybe.
You might get honorary Clown of the Week until you pay off your debt, though.
Yeah, you gain
clown of the week.
You need to pay off your debt. 7 months and counting here, pal.
7 months. At some point, you're gonna have to hit the Venmo, the Cash App, or something to pay off.
Now you're just asking for money. Where's money coming from?
Yes, because you're not paying off your bet. So we're gonna.
If we were bookies, we would have beaten the shit out of you. You have two broken legs and a broken arm at this point, pal.
Oh my! We don't want to hear about your Staten Island. How you guys deal with people in Staten?
Well, when you know a few people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Last segment of the week. Youth Talk with Zion. Zion, what are we talking about? What do you got for us?
This week, what we're talking about, it was a quiet week. But yesterday,
it wasn't quiet.
The internet got petty. The internet got very petty yesterday. I saw a lot of clowns on the internet. KD lists his top five players of all time. I believe it was Steph.
No, top five players that he played with.
Kyrie Harden. Yeah, that he played with. Kyrie Harden.
Yes.
Steph. Klay.
Steph.
And he initially said Serge Ibaka first. But they hit him, they checked him real quick, and he was like, oh yeah, I added in Russ. But a lot of people are running with it, the fact that he left out Russell Westbrook initially.
So, well, my question to you, Zion, and not to pile on KD on this podcast, you're telling me that he just forgot Russell Westbrook? How is that possible?
He could forget Russell Westbrook. He hasn't played with
you put
Russ
Serge Ibaka. You remembered Serge Ibaka?
I would think Serge Ibaka, if anybody was taking a
bro, shot at, so he's thinking of the Thunder. Zion, he's thinking of the Thunder. He's thinking of the Thunder, and he says Serge Ibaka.
He said Kyrie, Brooklyn Nets, Harden, Brooklyn Nets, Steph, Warriors, Klay, Warriors. And I think he thought about Draymond, and he was like, oh no, what's a better big I played with than Draymond? Serge Ibaka.
I feel like you've heard an explanation, and this is like the talk.
No, this is literally off the head, right?
Adam, what do you think? I don't think there's any way that you could say Serge
anytime,
Ibaka.
Anytime anything Nets related that gets brought up in Young Zion's commenting on,
it's like propaganda we're dealing
bullshit.
With.
That's exactly,
not
yes.
propaganda.
Yeah.
People are running with the fact that he left out, but he didn't.
Do they put subliminal messages in the Yes Network feeds or in Nets games, pal? Because you have soaked up every single piece of Nets propaganda the past 6 months.
So, Zion, here's the thing. People shouldn't run with the fact that he forgot Russ because he didn't forget Russ. People should run by the fact that how do you not initially say Russ? Because you were obviously thinking about it. That's what it is.
Because you're put on the spot. It's not like he had time to think about it. They asked him a question and said... Yo,
bro, that's like Tom Brady listening. And he was like, it didn't say.
But that's the thing. Like, he hasn't played with Russ in years. So
he said Serge Ibaka, Zion.
I literally told you how the mindset I would be thinking of. He said Kyrie.
Clown of the week, KD, for this. Clown of the week.
Shut up. Let me explain it. Then he went to the Warriors. So like he thought, he said Steph and Klay. And the third option would be Draymond. And he's like, I'm not putting Draymond on my top five. I think I played with somebody better than Draymond. Then he thinks of a big, Serge Ibaka, instead of thinking of Russell Westbrook.
The fact that you're trying to rationalize this to us right now is impressive. I am impressed that you are trying to do this right now. I am impressed.
I thought Youth Talk was going to be you telling us about some new fucking social media app or some goddamn rapper named, you know, whatever the fuck. Young Zanny or whatever.
Adam was trying to get his TikTok game up. That's what he thought this segment was.
You will never find me on TikTok.
Yes, you'll be on TikTok, bro. I know you'll be on TikTok.
Hell no, I ain't TikTok, pal. Okay?
No. All right.
We all have lines in the sand in this life.
Zion, I am impressed that you're able to... The level of fandom and dedication
that
of
has
your
nothing
team
to
is
do
impressive.
With my fandom. It's impressive. It's a normal thought process. If I ask you right now, who are your... Who are the best five Cavs player you ever seen?
Okay. Name them. In person?
No. You've ever seen. Just ever seen on TV. Name them.
Just watch?
Right now. You got 5 seconds to start. Come on.
Okay, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, Zydrunas, and Mo Williams.
You said Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm. LeBron James, Zydrunas, and I said Mo Williams. But
Carlos Boozer don't make that list?
No, Carlos Boozer does not make that list because he lied to the owner who was blind and left the town.
Over Mo Williams?
Mo Williams is an all-star in Cleveland.
He was only an all-star because of LeBron James. Don't do that.
Well, but did you see how easy that was? What do you mean?
Don't do that. It was only
and it's not the same thing. Asking who you personally played with is different. Like, that'd be asking me who my top five favorite complex employees I work with are. That's a more a realistic question. I'm not going to answer that, by the way. But that'd be more. That's a more apples to apples type of thing to do. I'm just going to say that.
I'll answer it.
No, do not. God, do not do this. Yeah,
we don't need to get canceled.
We don't need to get canceled. Anyways, this is a fun episode, guys. Should we have a guest next week or no? We should decide, right?
The streets are saying that there's a big guest next week, but we'll see.
No, it's not. No, that's that's a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, on that next week. That's that, down, there's, the road, down the road.
Word is we do have some big guests we're recording with soon, so stay tuned for that.
Including Adam, one you need not fanboy over down the line. Chops.
Oh, yeah. Chops.
Hey, we're very concerned about a future podcast guest coming.
Should I say the name or not?
No. I think people can infer.
They can infer.
It's a Browns player.
It's from someone who plays in The Mistake by the Lake.
All right. And fuck out of here.
Chops has a crush on, big crush on, thinks he's actually good at his sport.
I'm going to play. Like, he's coming on. Like, you. That's going to be two straight weeks where you're going to have to apologize to the guest. How about that? That's a little tease.
I'm not apologizing to that guest. I am not. I'm apologizing to the other guests. Not
Zion
that
and Adam both have to apologize that to some of our.
You got me on record right now. If you made it this far, I'm cooking that guest that's coming on. Cooking it.
We've heard that before, pal. All right.
Well,
we love you all. Thank you for tuning in. Leave us any questions, concerns, comments in the reviews. Drop those 5-star reviews. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Very important. Subscribe to the podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. We love y'all. Stay safe. Until next time. Peace. And as always, a special thanks to our producers, Josh Dodd and Jasmine Plata, our audio editor, Misha Jones, our production manager, Sean Sel Correa, our talent booker, Shanice Kelman, our senior director of operations, Jen Stewart, our general manager, Donnie Kwok. This is a production of Complex Networks.